Okay, this is a great story today that I just think is so funny. And I apologize ahead of time. It's a little bit political, but it's more like, it's more funny. Mm-hmm. So this TikTok user named Faith, who is referred to as Faith in the video, she tested out her Trump-supporting parents by saying that she met a guy that she's going to date. I'm better off letting her explain it.
I'm going to go on a date next weekend.
With who?
Seems like he has a really good relationship with the Lord. But yeah, I really like him a lot. We've been talking for a few weeks. He does have a few sex assault allegations, though.
He has what?
A few sexual assault allegations.
You're such a liar.
No, I'm serious.
Why would you date this guy if he has sexual assault allegations?
Because there's no proof.
Oh. If there's allegations...
Also did a deep dive on his Twitter, and he said some kind of racist stuff.
Well, why would you even consider this?
But with sexual assault allegations, that's mm-hmm. never good.
Probably like 25 women.
But you'd let a man like this run the country?
Well, no, this is not even the issue.
No, she's pulling our leg and pulling a Trump card.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, Faith?
Yeah, so you should have seen the responses were terrific. So she had this conversation with her MAGA parents, and people were saying Faith nailed it. The massive hypocrisy expressed by her parents was infuriating. Somebody else said, mind-blowing, the parents can 180 like that when you go from someone dating your daughter to the person deciding your daughter's future.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else said, Faith is the GOAT. People loved it.
She's the greatest of all time.
Yep. Yep. They loved it. I thought it was really good. I mean, when you put it like that, it's like putting it in perspective of somebody who would date your daughter versus somebody who would run your country. It's amazing how people feel that way. Look, one of my friends tweeted this today, and I don't disagree with her. She said, I've never faked an orgasm in my life, but voting for Biden was the closest I've come to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, look, she's a Democrat. She doesn't want Trump in office.
Mm-hmm.
Biden wasn't her choice. But what is she going to do? Not vote for Biden? Vote for Trump? Like, what is she going to do? So I think it's really interesting the perspective people have right now, especially with parents that are divided, that don't feel the same way as you do.
So last night, I don't know if this video is real or not. It's hard to believe this video, but it is making the rounds on Twitter, and it's been all day long.
Okay.
There was a MAGA rally last night in Omaha.
That's right.
And they wouldn't let you drive your car. So you couldn't mm-hmm. drive your car to the rally. You had to park far away and get on buses, and the buses would take you.
This is true. This is not... I know you saw it online because this is exactly what happened to these people.
Exactly what happened. So everybody got there.
Right.
Trump came in, did his thing, then he left. And then all the people went to leave, but there were no buses.
Right.
And it was right at freezing. So
yeah.
People were walking. I mean, old people were walking 2 and 3 miles in the freezing cold.
To their cars, right.
To their cars, because there were no buses. And the buses were having problems. It was this whole thing. So somebody in the media grabbed some girl and started to interview her. And this is what she said. And I don't know if it's true or not, but if it is, I weep for the country.
I'm having a great time. I can't feel my body, but I don't really need my body. This is about Trump's body. I think this whole thing's been blown way out of proportion, Yeah, they didn't let us drive our cars here, but it's because they said, our cars are poor and that doesn't look good on TV. You're a TV person, that. I think he did this to teach us a lesson. I really do. What was that lesson? Well, that's not really for me to know. And
what?
That's actually pretty nasty of you to ask. Democrats
what?
Want to have their bus rides and have their bus rides back too. This isn't the Polar Express. Tom Hanks isn't in charge of this thing. He's in Greece being a pedophile. No, I don't feel like he abandoned
He's in Greece being a pedophile. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. That's right. Tom Hanks is one of the people who's a pedophile. Pizzagate. I forgot he eats children.
Yes, I've seen some elderly people passed out and unresponsive. But to be honest, the only reason there's so many of those people is because the media keeps counting them. So if people like you guys weren't counting the old people that were on the ground, there wouldn't be as many.